Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve is 10 in the morning now, 6:47 here on a Thursday morning, first day of October. Three big things. Head of the FAA test flies a 737 MAX, says he likes what he saw. Kansas Health Director says the state is still in the first wave of the pandemic, and a potential second wave could be nasty. Both sides claim victory after first presidential debate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes in the Wichita area are starting to pick up a little bit out there. Not seeing it actually slowing anything down, but seeing some heavy traffic right now, Kellogg East and westbound, right around Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 65 degrees after yesterday's high of 84. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Friday mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 68 degrees. Now, partly cloudy, 48 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning. Worrying news out of Washington did not stop stocks from trending upward Wednesday.
Stocks rocking, but losing a little steam in the final hour of trade as stimulus talks in Washington hit a brick wall again. House Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin failing to come to an agreement on a fifth round of coronavirus aid. Investors had been banking on some progress following earlier comments from Mnuchin that both sides were giving the bill, quote, a serious try. But for now, it's back to the drawing board. Still, it was a rally nonetheless. The major averages closing well in the green, posting gains of around 1% each thanks to some upbeat economic data. The private sector added 100,000 more jobs than anticipated in September, and pending home sales hit a record high, helped along by low mortgage rates and a limited inventory. In New York, I'm David Asman, Fox News.
The former president of the United Auto Workers has pleaded guilty to an embezzlement scheme. Dennis Williams says he suspected that union dues were being used for golf, lodging, and fancy meals, but that he deliberately looked away and enjoyed the bounty. Williams is the latest senior leader of the UAW to plead guilty in the government's investigation of corruption in the upper ranks of the union. The probe has resulted in the convictions of 11 people.
Wow.
6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Social Security factoids.
Yes.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
You know, you've probably heard these things. Social Security will not be around when you retire,
right.
So you're not counting on it. Or the government has raided the Social Security Trust for other programs.
Right, right.
Now, these are just a couple of facts, alleged facts, that people seem to cling on to. Now, fortunately, they are not true. Well, let's look at the first presumption. Social Security is going broke. Well, it isn't. As long as workers pay payroll taxes, Social Security will have income and not run out of money. It was built on a pay-as-you-go system, and the current workers pay for the current retired. Well, this is not to say that there are not going to be challenges. Currently, the baby boomer generation has more retired than there are workers. For decades, the system collected more than it paid out. The Social Security Trust built up a surplus. That surplus now picks up the deficit created by fewer workers paying for more beneficiaries. And with the current spending, it may run out before 2035. Now, that doesn't mean that Social Security benefits will go away. That means a potential reduction in benefits of up to 20%. So it'll still be there, just reduced. If Congress does nothing, but that is unlikely because we do think that Congress will probably step in at the 11th hour and do something. And the millennial generation is bigger than the baby boomer generation. As baby boomers die off and millennials earn more, the system could begin to build up a surplus again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, regarding the government raiding the surplus funds in the trust, not true. The surplus is held in U.S. Treasury bonds and have never been a part of the general fund. As with all bonds issued by the government, they have the freedom to spend the proceeds from the sale of the bonds as they determine. And the Fed has borrowed from the Social Security Trust, but they have always paid what they borrow back plus interest. Do undocumented immigrants drain Social Security? Not true. Non-citizens working in the U.S. can legally qualify for Social Security as citizens can. Heck, they pay into it, they build up points, and they can take benefits. Undocumented workers often pay under someone else's Social Security number, but are not allowed to take benefits. Now, that happened to me, actually, and I'll tell that story if you want. But if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
652 now. Steve and Ted here. Don had a chance to do an interview yesterday. It
wasn't, yeah.
It was by phone, of course. Everything we're doing is by phone. For our Issues show coming up this weekend,
uh-huh.
Our Issues 2020 show, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. I interviewed a fellow named Ed Sykes.
Ed Sykes, so Colonel Ed Sykes.
You put me on to him a couple of weeks ago.
WGFP, the world's greatest fighter pilot.
Greatest fighter.
Okay. Oh, no, greatest. That's okay. Right.
He says, greatest.
Yeah, I get that wrong sometimes.
An interesting conversation. We talked about his service in the military as a fighter pilot and also his effort to go to, actually went to Laos and find the remains of his roommate.
Yes, a fallen guy who was shot down.
Yeah.
Yes, and
it's
an amazing story.
Written a book about it, and we talk about it. It's a pretty good interview. I think you're going to enjoy it.
He's a great guy. He got me into the Wagon Masters.
Yeah,
actually.
He's been very active in Wagon Masters. He's active now in the Kansas Aviation Museum. He came to Wichita many, many years ago and stayed and loves it, and he's an asset.
He can be credited for getting that building, the old Mid-Continent Airport, to the Aviation Museum because he worked with the Department of the Interior when he was the in charge of the National Guard.
National Guard, Air Guard out there.
Air Guard.
Yeah, so it's a good interview. I think you'll enjoy it.
I am going to actually get up early on Saturday morning to listen to that. Sunday morning and listen to that. Yeah.
Today is, of course, National Hair Day.
I need a haircut. If somebody wants to give me a haircut, I need one.
Yeah, do you got your scissors over there?
We'll give a qualified person.
We'll give them the Mo haircut.
Give me a mohawk.
From the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
You'll have enough hair for that.
A bowl.
Yeah, gives a nod to all the styles, products, tools, and people who keep our hair healthy and looking its best.
Yes.
Which has been a challenge for barbers, my barbers, throughout my entire life. I have never had, frankly, very good-looking hair. But what do you do?
Well, but you have a nice skull, though.
Well, yes, but yeah, really, it's got some, it's a few bumps, but they're not that prominent.
Yeah, and they're not cancerous. Thank you.
Like I always remember that cartoon where somebody Bugs says if we count the bumps in your head or something. I don't have no bumps. And hits the hammer.
Now you do.
You do now. Yeah. Anyway, National Hair Day, and if you got it, comb it. That's what I always say.
That's
comb
funny.
It and take care of it.
That's great.
All right, thank you, pal. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, all the news here on KNSS. Both sides, surprisingly, claim victory after the first presidential debate. We've got that coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.